This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladef. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladef, a very good morning. How are you? How was the rest of Pesach?
It was very enjoyable, thank you. And I hope it was for your listeners as well.
Well, it certainly was for me, so and good to hear from you. Tell us about the Australian Labor Party.
Well, this is not good news, I'm afraid. The Australian Labor Party, which is in opposition, I'm talking about federal level, not state level, the national parliament, Labor Party is in opposition, and every couple of years they have a major conference. And this is where policy is reviewed, decided, et cetera, and debated, et cetera. And it's always a 2-day conference. And this just took place, end of last week. And the sad news is that a motion was put forward to recognize that a future Labour government will recognize state of Palestine without any preconditions. Now, it was, and I won't bore readers with the shenanigans of how it came to be on the conference table at all, but nevertheless, it got there. And then, so what a lot of well-minded people put forward said that seeing we're going to have this motion put forward to recognize a future state of Palestine, we do need to attach 10 conditions. And those conditions were such issues as there need to be free and fair elections in the state of Palestine for this recognition to happen. Gays need to have equal rights and not be hanged, for example. There needs to be the rule of law. Basically, civil...
Well, I was just going to say, these are not these are not big asks, or they shouldn't certainly shouldn't be. It's what any state anywhere in the world would have to comply with.
Exactly right, 100% right. And it was very judiciously crafted because they were conditions which any fair-minded person would endorse. And nevertheless, the 10 conditions were cast aside, essentially, and this resolution was passed saying that a future Labour government would recognize the state of Palestine. Now, obviously, there's a lot of response from Jewish leadership and others, etc., saying that this is a retrograde move, and to which the leaders of the Labour Party said that it's not binding. It's not a binding outcome. Now, that may be so, that it may not be binding, but the point is, it's there. And even if it's not binding, next time Labour has a conference, well, that is there, binding or not. So maybe let's make it binding next time. And what it does is just move the dial. And in a very unproductive, unconstructive way, because if it's not advancing a state of Palestine, it's not making Mahmoud Abbas or whoever else it is accountable or having rule of law or elections or any basic democratic norms. And yet just saying, let's recognize Palestine. So not very good news at all.
It's so interesting how there does seem to be this incredible reluctance to hold the Palestinian leadership accountable in any way. It's the most unbelievable thing that there is. It's a complete get out of jail free pass to be used at any time. There's absolutely no requirement to adhere to basic human rights.
No requirement to renounce violence, to recognize Israel, to renounce calling for the destruction of Israel. Is it Hamas who's going to be recognized or Fatah who's going to be recognized? That detail didn't even get a hearing. So it's just...
It's quite really juvenile. It's actually quite unimpressively juvenile for a political party to behave in this manner. You'd almost expect it from university students who don't have necessarily the experience, but really are just moved by a movement and by a cause. You certainly shouldn't be expecting this from an opposition party.
100%. The good news, nothing to do with that particular issue, but which also emerged from the conference was that there were positive noises made in response to Hezbollah and Iran. And so that was a positive. But even there, the Labour Party's condemnation of Hezbollah, for example, still accepts a fiction, and I don't know how widespread this is around the world, a fiction that there is a difference between Hezbollah's external organization and the internal body, as if one is a terrorist organization and the other one is...
It's in order to try and find a way not to deal with some of the realities. It's an incredible construct. Let's just move on. It is Yom HaShoah coming up. Yom HaShoah this year to focus on the Holocaust in the Soviet Union. Tell us about that.
So that is, so this year marks exactly 80 years since the massacre at Babi Yar. And for, now Babi Yar, just to remind listeners, was in terms of sheer numbers, my understanding is the second worst massacre of the entire Holocaust. 33,771, I think the number is, Jews murdered in 2 days. I mean, I go cold even repeating what I've just
this
said.
This Babi Yar massacre is something very hard to deal with.
Indeed. In Babi Yar, in the Ukraine, I've actually stood at Babi Yar and you just cannot compute the horrendous travesty which took place there. So this year is the 80th anniversary of the Holocaust in the Soviet Union and of Babi Yar itself. And so we at the Board of Deputies who have the main carriage of organizing Yom HaShoah for the community. We've made Holocaust in the Soviet Union the theme of, and it's taking place tomorrow night, our commemoration here. And we have one of the leaders in the community, a very impressive young man. His name is Alex Rifchin. Was born in the Ukraine.
Right, yes, we've spoken to Alex on my show a number of times, actually. He's an incredible, incredible ambassador for the Jewish community in Australia.
He is indeed. And so Alex speaks very powerfully, very exceptionally articulately on that issue. And so he'll be the keynote speaker tomorrow night, speaking on that issue, Babi Yar, the Soviet Union, etc. And you know, the fact that 1 million of the Jews who were murdered of the 6 million were actually in the Soviet Union. And so that'll be our theme for tomorrow night's commemoration.
Yeah, very, very important. And finally, it's strange for you to be talking about this, but the new CEO of the Board of Deputies has been appointed.
Well, it has been announced. So my official term as CEO concludes in 6 weeks' time.
Wow.
Middle of next month. The arrangement which I have for the board, just FYI for listeners, I'll continue in a consultancy role, but a new CEO has been appointed and the interesting, is that his parents are former South Africans.
Oh, wow.
Michael and Marilyn Bach are his parents. Darren himself, the son, is a younger man. He's 33 or 34 years old, born here in Sydney. Went to Masada College, one of our Jewish schools, but with South African heritage. So, has been working for the police for a number of years and has been appointed as my successor in 6 weeks' time.
Absolutely amazing, and good luck to him and certainly to you. It is 6:57. Vic Aladev, thank you. As always, Vic is the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies.